Good morning. Thank you very much, Agnes, for the invitation to present in this forum. I was invited to present the issue on air pollution in Mexico that have two phases, the outdoor and the indoor air pollution. As Agnes said, we've been collaborating center with PAHO since more or less 20 years in environmental epidemiology and capacity building in Latin America. This presentation, as I say, have two phases, the outdoor pollution and the indoor pollution. We have both problems in Mexico, and there is more or less 58 million people exposed to urban or indoor air pollution in Mexico, and exposed to different pollutants such as respirable particles, ozone, and other pollutants included in this issue. This is our estimation of the burden of disease of air pollution, outdoor and indoor in Mexico, and the attributable deaths for 2010. And this is very similar to other countries in Latin America. We are doing our new calculations on this, but just to say that it's a very important public health problem for us. And there is also the calculation of DALIS that include ambient air pollution and indoor air pollution. For outdoor air pollution, this is Mexico City from the airplane. There's a growing problem in Mexico because we do not have just Mexico City as a polluted city. We have more than 10 cities of more than a million inhabitants, and we have more than 30 cities with more than a half million people, and it is growing. As you know, the urbanization in Mexico is a growing problem, and at this time, it's not always Mexico City the most polluted city every day. We have other problems on this, and we have also problems with the monitoring network because not all of the city has a real monitoring network working at this time. And we have this problem in all the cities. The red ones are cities of more than a million of inhabitants, and we have the others of more than a half million. This is the list of the cities in which we have this kind of outdoor pollution problems. And according with our new regulation, all these cities should have a monitoring network, but only a part of them have this kind of surveillance. So if you want to travel to Mexico, you need to select which city you want to visit. These are the cities that have air quality monitoring stations, but not always all the cities are working well. We have only 12 cities which are adequate monitoring station producing the data that are reliable, and we are using this information to estimate the health impact in Mexico. These are the annual PM10 concentration, the median PM10 concentration, and the highest polluted city is not Mexico City, it's Monterrey. And we have all the cities above the regulations and above the WHO guidelines that is 35 micrograms per cubic meter. So we have all this problem. This complies around 35 million people that are exposed to this kind of pollution in these four cities that are the cities that have the best quality of monitoring stations. We performed a health impact assessment for Mexico City that have very big impacts in terms of the new regulation. We follow this methodology to assess the impact of air pollution in Mexico City in this area that comprises 22 million inhabitants, almost one-fifth of the total population of the country. That includes Mexico City, but also almost 60 municipalities around Mexico City. And we found for 2005 around 2,000 avoidable premature deaths in Mexico City, due to different causes, being the elders, the most impacted people of this pollution. And this have we have these numbers for these 12 cities that have more or less good data, and we have around 70,000 avoidable deaths per year related with PM10 concentration. These are our new calculations for 2010. We use these calculations to move the government to move the regulation of air pollution. We calculate the health impact and the health cost for these 12 cities. And in the end, we calculate that around 20% of the budget of the Ministry of Health is related with the cost of air pollution, and it was an amount that served us a lot to move the regulations. Because based on this calculation and the epidemiological research that we're doing in Mexico, we proposed the new official Mexican standards, and now we have these numbers. We moved from 120 to 75 micrograms per cubic meter for 24 hours average, and these new regulations to PM2.5. And it's not just a matter of changing the regulation, but also moving the policy into the air quality management programs. These are the cities that have some kind of air quality management programs. And now these new regulations are being used to move these programs, to move all the sector related with air pollution, to have these new management programs in all the cities. Using this health impact assessment, calculating the numbers of debt, the cost, and moving the public policy to different cities, and this new program that we call the provided in each one of the cities. For indoor air pollution, this is a regular picture. This is smoke into a house in Michoacán, in Mexico. We calculate these 22 million users of solid fuels in Mexico. Many of them are using mixed sources to cook, like solid fuels or LFG or others. And these 22 million are around the 20% of the total population. This is more or less the pathway in which the exposure generates. Generates COPD in women. We have a very large study in one of the states to evaluate the impact of the cookstoves on COPD in women. These are the spatial distribution of counties where prevalence of fuel wells are over 60%. Most of them are rural areas in indigenous communities. And these are the kind of pollutants that you can find in the smoke in this fuel. That includes respirable particles, but also other hydrocarbons that are considered carcinogenics to humans. So this is why it's very important in terms of acute and long-term diseases in this population. These are the concentrations that you can find in open fires that are more than 100 micrograms per cubic meter in 24 hours, and you can reduce them almost less than 500 when you use these improved cookstoves. These are different studies in different parts of Mexico and Latin America. And this is, as I said, very important in terms of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. We have what we call the PATSARI project. This is the model of good stuff that we are using in this study in Michoacán, Mexico. The objective is to assess the medium-term impact of this intervention in a cohort of women. This is the diagram of the follow-up study. At the beginning, we have a one-hour follow-up in almost 600 women and children, and we use the spirometry to assess the impact of the stops. And now we have, almost 7 years later, a subsample of participants, and we are also assessing the impact of the cook stops. This is more or less, this is the impact after 1 year of using the cook stop. That is more or less compared with when you stop smoking. This is the difference in the women that continue using the open fire compared with those that are using the new cook stove. This is after 1 year of using or regular using of stove. And for the 7 year follow up, you can see that the people using more years the cook stove have the concentration, the cumulative PM2.5 concentrations, compared with those that are using this just for 1 or 2 years. So the difference is very huge when you use the cumulative exposure as for this assessment. And also in terms of the longitudinal analysis of lung function, there is a significant impact of reducing the average of PM2.5 concentration using the cook stove. Also, there is an association on respiratory illness in children. This is how the cook stove protect the children for the upper respiratory infection, and it is very significant for many of these indicators. There is a variety of projects of improved stoves in Mexico. Some of them are promoted by the state governments of NGOs, but few of them have a formal evaluation, and we are working now in the evaluation of state and NGO programs to look at if they are having this important impact in women and children. We do not have a formal national improved stove program, where we are working on that. These are the states that have some kind of improved stove programs. Some of them, like San Luis Potosí, have a very huge improved stove program. Around 50,000 stove have implemented in the last three years, and we are working in evaluating this program. In conclusion, we have this air pollution issue as one of the main public health problems in Mexico, with these two dimensions, the indoor and outdoor. This new health regulation for outdoor are pushing new local air management programs. We are working with the federal government and the state government on that. And for the cook stove, there are a variety of regional improved stove programs, and we are working now in evaluating them for the next years. Thank you.
Are there any questions?
Well, that's
Repeat the question, because they are taping in there.
Okay, how we implement the cook stove programs, and how we decide to use this model, isn't it?
Yeah, the model and then training for the
Well, both are a very long story, because we in Mexico we start doing different models since about 30 years. First with the Lorena model, that it was with mud and water and local resources. And in this area, the National University has been working in this model that we call Patsari, that is the name in the Purépecha language. And we are proving different models. This model was developed by the National Institute, National University, and an NGO for about 10 years, with an internal combustion camera, and they are working with the people, training them, and also assessing the adaptation of the program. So there is a change with the women trying to get the best model, the best dimension of the stuff. So it has been a very long process. However, there is different models that they are using. For example, in this last case that I mentioned in San Luis, they are using this model and also another model that is more easy to build. So there is an evaluation of, I think, five different models, and this one is one of the best. It's not the unique, but it's one of the best. About the different sources of pollutants. Well, yes, what we hope is that with this regulation would work like a domino effect, because now what we need to change is the motors and the different types of fuel, because there is no an according regulation of the engines and the motors. We are working on that. We do not have at this point this new regulation, but we think that the health argument should be used to change this kind of regulation.
Thank you very much.